Welcome back, everyone. Taking a look at the major averages here, Dow Jones Industrial Average still sharply lower on the day, as well as the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. And standing by with the key levels to watch going into the market close is Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared?
Yeah, let's go straight to the Wi-Fi Interactive because we just hit a new session low in most of the major indices. Here we have the NASDAQ off 2.5%, had been down a little bit more. NASDAQ 100, by the way, reached 3% down. Here's the S&P 500, pretty similar situation. And the Dow, the best off of the group, still down almost 500 points. And just taking another look at the VIX here before we move on to some of our heat maps, still just hovering under $30, not $30, the 30 index level, I will call it. Got to take a quick check of the 10-year T-note yield. You can see that's down over 3.5%. And now, as promised, here we get to some of those heat maps. The leaders in our, and these are some of my sentiment indicators, only cannabis and a high yield, not high yield, a low yield, a quality bond fund, LQD. Got the name wrong there. Sorry about that. But those are the only things in the green. And you can see semiconductors off nearly 5%. That's SOX index. IPOs off more than 4%. A lot of these are just kind of sentiment indicators. We have solar energy, Chinese stocks, software, all of these getting sold. It's really an anti-growth theme right now. And you can see that in the sector action as well, except for, including energy, because energy as a value stock, seeing some love here. Utilities also in the green. To the downside, it's those three mega cap sectors that are really getting eaten their lunch, or getting their lunch eaten. I think that's the right way to say it. All right, so we got each of these down over 2% or nearly 2%, as we can see there. Want to get a quick check on the, let's see here. I'm sorry, I just rejiggered my entire configuration. There we go. There are those Chinese stocks. And we're going to send it back to you guys so we can get to that final closing bell of this very, very long week.
Well, and Jared, before we let you go, we're also seeing the risk-off mood extend to Bitcoin. How are things looking for crypto this afternoon?
You know, it's funny. You talk about this being a non-correlated asset or a correlated asset. Just check out this chart on the Wi-Fi Interactive, because here's what happened today in Bitcoin. I'm going to put some candlesticks on. This looks like a very similar chart to what happened in the major indices. So definitely a risk-off movement here in Bitcoin. And let's just check out some of the other coins that we have working. Ether, Ethereum, that is now probing lows, not even off of it right now. You can see that's down over 5%. And then XRP, Ripple, that is down about 8%, guys.